All right, from our New York studios up in Harlem, how was New Year's up in Harlem? Ooh, I bet it was good, huh?
Oh, it was perfection because it wasn't that cold, for starters.
Oh,
but we partied at the Cecil, and they not disappoint. It was really a good night. Great food, great people.
You know what the Cecil is?
Also, it's known as Jackie Reed's second home.
It's my Cheers.
That's the American Express, my new best friend.
Dick Parsons.
Dick Parsons. Yeah, that's his restaurant and club.
Yeah, he owns it along with the great chef Alexander Smalls, yeah. And they do a great job there.
Another good friend of mine, yes. Alexander Smalls.
Yes. Yeah. So
up in Harlem.
All his names on the floor.
What?
Boing, boing, boing.
Happy New Year,
Happy
everybody.
New Year. Jackie Reed, inside her story. What you got, Jackie?
Well, listen, Tom, most of us are still brokenhearted over the recent death of legendary singer Natalie Cole. What many folks may not know is that her last recording was a Duke Ellington classic called Come Sunday, and you can hear it on the latest CD from musician Terry Lynn Carrington. I'm going inside her story with Terry to talk about working with Natalie and their relationship over the years. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well. So glad to have you here. Now, you knew Natalie a long time. How far back did your relationship go?
Well, I met her when I was a teenager and in Boston at a concert. And then just over the years, you know, running into her and playing with her on a couple of occasions, we kind of stayed in touch. And then when I opened for her in, 2014, summer 2014, I asked her if she would sing on my CD, and she was very excited about doing Come Sunday. She said she loved that song. And we knocked it out, and the record came out in August, this past August.
Yeah, it's the Mosaic Project, Love and Soul. That's the name of the CD. Come Sunday, that's the song she sings on there. Now, how did it, that's a Duke Ellington classic. Now, how did it turn out that she would sing that song? Did you choose it? Did she choose it?
Yeah, I chose it. I had been working on an arrangement of that song. It's one of his sacred songs. I wanted to open my CD with it, and I just heard her voice in my head, and I felt that it would be a good match for her. And she really loved the arrangement. And, you know, it was a really special session for me because she came and she wasn't feeling well. She had a really bad cold. And she drove herself to the studio, you know, no pomp and circumstance. You know, she just really...
No entourage, huh?
Yeah, no, you know, none of that. And she came and she was sick, but she opened her mouth and she sang. And it was amazing. It was just beautiful. She sang like an angel, you know, no matter her cold or anything.
Mm-hmm. You know, most of us, we know her voice, and we love it, and we knew that smile. What was she like for those who knew her in person, you know, those who were friends with her? What was her personality like?
Well, I mean, you know, she's just somebody that, you know, she's very secure, you know, with who she was. And, you know, because of that, I mean, she, you know, she was opinionated, and she, rightfully so, you know, she knew who she was, which I always appreciated. Mm-hmm. She was great, and she was very, at the same time, you know, humble in the way that the music came first, you know, and, you know, for me, that was really important when we were in the studio because I was able to, you know, to talk to her, to tell her what I wanted. I wasn't afraid, you know, to tell her, well, this isn't working, you know, let's try this, because, you know, the music always came first, and she wanted to do, you know, the best job with whatever it is that she did. You know, her work ethic was really, really high.
Yeah.
Do you
have any
tips?
Idea? Oh, go ahead, Sybil.
Do you pick up tips by working with folks like Natalie Cole and others that you know, kind of glean from them and take on to the next project?
Oh, absolutely. On this particular record, I had the opportunity to work with Shaka and Layla Hathaway and Ledisi and Olita Adams, Valerie Simpson, Nancy Wilson's on the record, and I've learned something from all of them.
What did you get from her? What did you get from Natalie?
Well,
you said about her work ethic. Is that what stuck with you the most?
Yeah, I mean, her desire to make something great and to make it her own. You know, I had a demo of the song, and, you know, she took from the demo what was needed to see my vision through, but she also added herself. And, you know, I had a few ideas that maybe didn't work so good. And, you know, told me, you know, that you want to try this. And it just, you know, it was a great collaboration. And, you know, the collaborating effort was, you know, what made it special. So, mm-hmm. you know, you have to know as a producer, you know, when to see your vision through and when to take the artist's vision and see that through.
Was she working on anything else? I'm sure no one imagined that her work with you would be her last. Right. Did you know if she was working on anything else?
Well, the last time I saw her, she told me she wanted to do a country blues CD.
Ooh.
And I was actually going to, you know, talk to her a little bit about
Natalie
that.
Natalie Cole does country blues.
Oh, that's what she said.
I can see it.
And you wanted to work on her with that? You could see that, huh?
Well, I could see it, but, you know, we hadn't gotten that far. I mean, she mentioned it to me, but, you know, I didn't start hitting on her right away, you know, to be involved. But, you know, I kept rolling it around in my head because, you know, I wanted to see if I could come up with some arrangements or some suggestions.
Mm. How did you learn about her death, Terry?
Oh, honestly, Letticy texted me. Mm. You know, it was 6 a.m. and, you know, I was actually asleep, getting ready to get up to take a flight, and I heard the text come through, and I was like, "Who's texting me this early?" Mm. And you know, we both didn't want to believe it was true. You know, we wanted to think it was, you know, just a bad rumor.
Yeah.
Terry Lynn, your history is so great, and in terms of your, you were considered a child prodigy, weren't you?
I was. I started playing at 10 years old. And it's funny, that's why I met Natalie right after that. And, you know, I had an aunt that introduced, you know, that actually just talked her way backstage at a concert to introduce me to her. But I was probably like 12, you know, when I met Natalie. And my aunt was telling her that I was a young drummer prodigy that she needed to know about. But, yeah, and I started playing with all kinds of amazing jazz legends, Clark Terry, Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter.
Buddy Rich.
Yeah, tons of people.
And Natalie's son is a drummer, right?
Yes. You know, I didn't really know him, but she talked about him, you know, every time I met her.
Well, the album where you can hear Come Sunday by Natalie Cole on Terry Lynn's new album is the Mosaic Project, Love and Soul. It is a very wonderful piece of work. The entire album is amazing. Like she said, she worked with Layla Hathaway, Chaka Khan.
I'm downloading it.
Just so many great voices. Yeah, download it. It is.
And Billy D.
Thank you.
But Billy
Terry Lynn, thank Billy you so
D.
much.
Williams. Yeah.
He's on it too?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what happened to Lando.
Couldn't make the Star Wars.
Couldn't make Star Wars, but he could make a record with Terry Lynn. Okay, all right.